أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. In this ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has explained two aspects. One is that it is only the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala that we make. It isn't that we make the ibadat of Allah, but only the Allah's ibadat we make. And the various aspects that we have explained, that our eyes should not be on our ibadat, but it should be on Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And that we see the help of Allah, but really it is only the help of Allah that we should seek. That also is in this ayat. Actually it should have been, according to grammar, وَنَسْتَعِينُ إِلَيْكَ, that we seek your help. But Allah put it with إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. إِيَّاكَ comes first, only your help that we seek. And as explained, that ibadat is that which is done voluntarily. It is not like by force that we do. And that we seek the help of Allah Ta'ala, and that also voluntarily. Yeah, on this point the ulama have explained a very, very important aspect of our aqaid, of our beliefs. And that is that we are not forced to do the ibadat of Allah. Ibadat is called ibadat when it is done voluntarily. It is done of choice. A person wants to do it. It is of choice. He is not like forced to do it, like one group that has passed. And still there are many people with this belief of the Jabriya, that we are like stone. We got no choice whatsoever. How Allah turns us, like that we turn. And we have got no choice whatsoever. If that was the case, then there is no meaning of retribution on the day of Qiyamah. That Allah will punish people, Allah will reward people. If it was solely by the full command of Allah and we had no choice in the matter, then for what are we punished, for what are we being rewarded? But it is that somewhat choice that Allah has given a person. And on that choice, a person chooses. So ibadat is also called ibadat, which is that we choose to do it. We do it voluntarily. So we are not forced to do it. We are not just that whoever. And today also we have, sometimes we think also, or people say also, tell them to make namaz, that when Allah will make, that give me tawfiq, I will make namaz. When Allah, for our rosy, we don't say that. We have anything else, a pain, we don't say that if Allah will give the shifa, then I will take that and I do nothing whatsoever. And when we do seek our rosy, we do seek treatment, it is that little bit that we do from our side, but basically we can't do anything. Allah does everything for us, but that little choice. On the other hand, we must not have that belief which is known as the Qadariya, and that these people believe that everything is in our choice, that we have control over everything. We don't have control, in fact, of anything, not over our heart, not over our eyes. It can be a cardiologist, he hasn't got control over his own heart. It can be the greatest optometrist, he hasn't got control over his own eyes. Everything is in Allah's hands. So it is between the two. Not that we have got full control and we are, so to say, gods of our own. And we chalk out our own destiny and what we want to we do, we know it does not happen. And maut proves this. At the time of maut we got no choice. Our birth proves this. We did not choose to be born. It is all in the hands of Allah. And on the other hand, it isn't this that we can't do anything, we are helpless, only what Allah will wish. No, Islam has kept us not to be so passive and to be so useless, to say, but we have a choice and we must use that choice. So between the two, and this is that we make Allah's ibadah, and that is of our choice we make Allah's ibadah. And then the tawfiq Allah gives. We wanted to come for namaz, and then we stepped out of the house, the car, the gate, oh, started only by the will of Allah. The garage gate opened only by the will of Allah Ta'ala. The car moved till here, there were no problems on the way, even if we are just coming a few 100 meters, it is all only by the will of Allah. So we make that choice, and it is Allah's full help that Allah guides us and brings us. So this is very important that we have this, that between the two, that we don't feel we are totally, we can't do anything, only what Allah wishes is going to happen, and not on the other hand that we have got full control over everything. So between the two we are taught, yeah, that only your ibadat we make, O Allah, and we seek help only from you, O Allah. Then in this seeking help only from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, but we do find that we take help from other people. We even say, help me out in this. We go to a doctor for help, etc. We go, a lot of other help we seek from people. So that understanding is also very important, that what does that entail? And Allah reward the ulama, they have explained all this and explained it in great detail. Inshallah, that aspect also we will cover, that how is it that we seek, when we say we only seek help from Allah, but yet we do take help from other people, and all the time we take from other things help also, and Islam is a complete way of religion and has explained all these intricacies. Perhaps our mind doesn't go to all these things, but the Quran has explained it and the ulama have expounded on this. May Allah give us all this the proper understanding, and that our beliefs, our ideas, our thoughts of deen and with Allah must be 100% correct. We mustn't have any wrong beliefs, and we are blessed that all this is given us to us in our deen. So inshallah there will be an explanation of that also. May Allah guide us to righteousness.